Mitch Katane here. We now have a proposal to create sexual orientation and gender identification section. What I'm going to do, just as the last time, if you have anybody to speak for it, I'll allow Mr. Katane to speak and then two people to speak for it if you desire. I'd like for you to keep your remarks about 3 minutes.
Good afternoon. On October 4th, 1996, I was before many of you before and presented a section called the Gay and Lesbian Issues section. And that was the first and only time in the history of the state bar that a section had been refused, and we failed to create that section by one vote. Since October 4th, a few things have changed and a few things have not changed. The purpose of the section has not changed. The purpose is the studying and reporting of laws, cases, and statutes in the area of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, and HIV law. The second purpose is to provide a common meeting ground and forum for state bar members interested in this area of the law to meet and provide an opportunity for professional development. Expressly set forth in the bylaws is that the purpose is limited to those professional purposes and is prohibited from advocating or advancing any political or social policy position. Because of my limited time, I want to just cover the things rather quickly of the differences since I was here in 1996. The first is the name has changed. The proposed section name is the Sexual Orientation and Gender Identification Issues section. This new name, after much thought and discussion, was proposed because the old name had somewhat of a political flavor to it. And we looked at cases and felt that sexual orientation and gender identification is what the courts are using in the many decisions in this area. The second thing that's new is that the old section was formed under the old rules, and we've looked very carefully and believe that our new section meets the new rules, every one of them. The former section, the third change, is the former section contained 75 signatures. We've now submitted a petition with over 250 signatures, and it's growing every day. We're still receiving petitions. Number four is, when we were last here, there was some concern of overlap with the individual rights section. And honestly, I hadn't checked with them. I didn't know how they felt. I didn't know if there was an overlap. So on June 28th, 1997, I attended the annual meeting of the individual rights section. There were about 75 or 100 people present. And we discussed this issue. And at that meeting, it was unanimously approved to endorse and support the creation of this section. You will hear, as our third speaker, a representative of that section who has considered this issue and will be speaking in favor and support of this section and the lack of overlap and the need for this section. I'm getting close to, okay. The fifth thing that was different is last time that we were here, there were three of us, and we all spoke to you, and that was that. Since the section was denied, many, many people from across the state have contacted us and said, we want to join your section, we want to support the need for this section. And because many of those people traveled here today, instead of having them all speak, I would like to at least give them the respect to ask them to stand just to show that they came here today in support of this section. Thank you for coming. In conclusion of my remarks, I am the proposed chair of the new section, and I can promise you that the section will be focused on the professionalism and the legal issues in which we practice. I'm sorry, I didn't introduce myself. My name is Mitchell Katane. I'm a partner with Williams, Bernberg, and Anderson. I'm an adjunct professor at South Texas College of Law, where I teach a course on HIV and the law. And I believe it was 2 years ago that I received your Frank Scurlock Award for my pro bono work in the HIV area. I ask you to please give us the provisional status that your new rules allow for the first 2 years to demonstrate to you the need and the quality of the section that we envision. I would like to now ask Charles Spain, who is the proposed section secretary, and he's a staff attorney with the First Court of Appeals, to address you regarding the need for this new section. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I feel like I'm the lawyer arguing the sixth case before the court. So I've actually sat, you know, the indiscreet person in the back, in, you know, just in agony at the time that goes on, so I'll try to help with that. I want to address real quickly the issue of the overlap with individual rights and responsibilities. As I understand individual rights and responsibilities, and I'm a member of that section, it's a section that talks about civil rights and civil liberties and responsibilities. The State Bar already has five sections that I think indicate that there's not necessarily an overlap just because there's a particular group that has an interest in those issues. We have African American lawyers, American Indian law, Asian Pacific Island interest, Hispanic issues, and women in the law. And one of the points that I'd like to make is that our proposed sexual orientation and gender identification section is not primarily interested in civil rights issues, and I think that's something that may surprise you. I'm not going to say that there's no interest in that, but for those attorneys who practice in this area, and there are some people in this state that that's primarily the clientele that they have, there really are more practice pragmatic issues that come before them, and I think that's going to be the majority of the focus of this section. The kind of issues that I'm talking about include two that the United States Supreme Court has recently addressed. One of them is sexual harassment, same-sex sexual harassment. Another one is one that the court just heard arguments on, which is HIV status and whether that constitutes a disability under the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's going to be something that's going to be an important issue, depending on how the court, you know, resolves that. Other issues that come up when you have clients that are in the area that we're practicing with, sexual orientation, transgendered, HIV, so you have estate planning issues, you have immigration, labor employment, certainly health law issues, with that insurance issues, especially with HIV status, lots of real estate issues that come with people who are buying houses specifically. And I think these are all things that, even though they're covered by other sections of the state bar, there's really a different spin on them when your client comes in that may be gay or lesbian or transgendered or HIV positive. And the existing sections, I don't think, have the time to spend on these areas in a way that, as a practitioner, you would need to be educated to represent that particular client. Now, I've been a board member now for 3 years at the Bar Association for Human Rights in Houston. Incidentally, we're proposing to change our name next year, so it's rather euphemistic. We had to do that at first 6 years ago when we first organized because nobody wanted to join any other way. But the kind of CLEs that we put on in the years that I've been on the board have been about HIV status, which we have done in conjunction with the Houston Bar Association. Rebbe Gregg has been instrumental in helping us to put on those seminars. We've also put on seminars about employment issues and about domestic violence and just other general issues that affect the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered community. The reason that we feel like that we can't handle these issues as just a Houston-based group is this is a big state. And I don't think there's any way that those of us in Houston that have some expertise in this can represent that we're going to be able to help clients in San Antonio or Austin or El Paso or Dallas or Lubbock or wherever. And one of the purposes of the section, besides doing the two things we normally would do, which would be CLE and also a newsletter, is we want to give people a networking access to attorneys who have handled these type of cases and know how to do them successfully. I think that's a resource that many people will rely on greatly. I'd like now to turn over to our last speaker, Larry Sauer, with Individual Rights and Responsibilities, who will discuss the creation of this section from their perspective.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that we did meet last year at the annual convention in Houston and resolved that a new section should be created, and it was needed to address their concerns. I started thinking about this and realized that, I don't know if y'all are aware, we now publish the Texas Forum on Civil Rights, Civil Liberties and Civil Rights with the University of Texas. We also put on CLE every year at the annual convention, and in looking back, I do not recall a time where we've ever addressed in our CLE or in our forum sexual orientation or gender issues. And so I think it's appropriate, and I think the section feels appropriate, that y'all approve this section. Thank you.
Mr. Coutinho, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Just that I'm available for questions.
All right. I'll not reread 60202. I understand. I'm sure the board understands how sections are created. Mr. Mercy.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that the creation of this section be referred to the Section Coordination Committee for a determination as to whether or not there is overlap between this committee, this section, and other sections that currently exist, and whether or not this should be a separate section or part of another section.
I have a motion by Mr. Mercy, a second by Mr. Lindsay, to commit this matter to the Section Coordination Committee for report at a later board meeting. Is there any further discussion? Mr. Vogel.
As someone who created a section 7 years ago, I think there's always going to be a certain amount of overlap, no matter what. It seems to me that the section had the greatest overlap, came here and told us there's not a problem. And I'm opposed to this motion, and I think we ought to vote today to create this section.
Mr. Oxford.
Mr. Chairman, I can't find the section on coordination or the committee on coordination. Is it in this book?
Look on page 23. No, it's the Section Coordination Committee was formalized at the last meeting when the Council of Chairs was also formalized.
No wonder I couldn't.
That's not in that book.
But I feel like the previous speaker, Mr. Chairman, if there is a section who feels that it's in competition or it's in overlap, certainly they should have been here to speak. Everybody, I don't think it's any secret that this was going to be discussed today. I think we should vote against this motion and get on with well, let me ask one more question. There were A through G, the requirements of creating a section in that 20202. Is that correct? 60202. And has this group complied with all the provisions of A through G in 6.02.02?
The only question the technical.
Have they technically?
They have put forth their petition with 200 signatures, proposed bylaws, proposed officers, and everything under our requirements.
Has anybody found any failing in the technical provisions of 6.0202 A through G in their petition? Do I hear any failing in that petition?
Mr. Chair?
What? Just a minute.
May
Mr. Oxford? Are you through?
Yes, sir. I would suggest that we should vote against this and get on with it.
Very well. Ms. Soifer had approached the mic.
Well, this section came up a year and a half ago. Any sections that felt like there might be overlap have had a year and a half to think about it, to vote on it, to talk about it, and to come here today. The fact that there are none here today and the fact that we haven't heard of any who think there's any substantial overlap with their sections, I think, is important. In addition, this section flew people to Fort Worth a year and a half ago and came forward to us to propose a section, and we voted it down and we created an ad hoc committee to study the formation of sections. That committee spent a year or so prepared a report. We approved the report at the meeting in January. We've got new requirements of what it takes to form a section. They met all those requirements. They flew people back here today. They have met all of our requirements in good faith, and I think it's time to vote up or down whether or not this section ought to exist, and I would oppose the motion to refer this to the new committee if it's not even in the book.
Mr. Rozell.
Actually, I was going to speak in opposition to the motion. I couldn't say it any better than Jan and Hubert have said. So.
Mr. Savala.
Mr. Chairman, I'm also in opposition to the motion. I'm here representing 1,080 lawyers in El Paso County and also five adjoining counties. I come here with the vote of the majority of the officers of the El Paso Bar Association, and I oppose the motion that's on the floor at this time.
Ms. Erickson, you're next.
I was going to respond to Mr. Oxford's question. I think that is the very reason for the motion, is that one of the criteria has not been addressed by the organization or the committee that's been established by this board to look at such or to help us study such issues, and that is whether or not there is an overlap. As far as whether or not other sections knew that this was on the agenda, for whatever reason, there were board members that did not realize it was on the agenda until late last week or week before. I don't think I truly was aware until we had a telephone conference on a totally different issue when the matter came up. I think the sections that have been existing for so long ought to have an opportunity, as well as the organization that we've created ourselves, to study this issue, and I therefore support the motion before the court. Before
That's great.
Before the court. Well, that's all right. You're entitled to it.
I oppose the motion, and just a piece of personal history. I think it may be 2.5 years ago, the CLE committee of the Houston Bar Association, not a bunch of wild-eyed liberals by any means, decided, I would say without skipping a beat, that Mitch and a bunch of people of equal integrity and well-intentioned folks in Houston ought to put on a seminar on legal issues facing the gay and lesbian community. The issue was that there was an exploding number of issues that simply were not being addressed anywhere in this state, certainly not in Houston, and that the entire bar and the entire community deserve to have people better educated about what these issues were. I was, of course, inclined to favor this anyway, but we heard some pleas coming from members of the judiciary who served on that committee that, for heaven's sakes, let's get some people talking about these issues and get folks educated so that we can get some help. I think we've got to have this section. I certainly oppose the motion to postpone it.
Ms. Whitaker.
I would just ask that the chair recognize Richard Orsinger to speak about some perspective he's learned from the sections about their belief of the adequate opportunity to consider these issues.
Just a minute, Mr. Anderfe.
Just real briefly, I'm going to miss my flight, but
Excuse
I will
me,
do
sir.
It.
I'm sorry. Are you going to?
I will allow Mr. Orsinger to speak in just a minute.
I just said briefly, I'm going to miss my flight, but I'll do it for Mitch Kateen. I've handled both AIDS-related and civil rights cases. Years ago, I had a controversial AIDS case, and Mitch was extremely instrumental in helping me get through the different issues and the regulations. Doing civil rights and individual type of liability work, it's not the same thing. It's clearly not. Anybody that practices in this area will see it. It's two different areas of law.
Storsinger.
Mr. Chair, I'm a member of the Section Coordination Committee, which met after the Council of Chairs meeting last week. And the Coordination Committee's feeling was that while there's a requirement that there be a representation in a section application, that there is no overlap, that there was no procedure in place for other sections that already existed to become aware of the application, unless it just leaked out by word of mouth. So the Section Coordination Committee voted among itself to make a recommendation that in the future, section creation applications be forwarded to them so they could be taken to the Council of Chairs. Now, Mr. Shulak has just reminded me that the creation of this section was an issue that was mentioned at the Council of Chairs in passing. But that this particular section, or these two sections today, really were not the issue for the Coordination Committee. The Coordination Committee's concern was, while there's a requirement that you represent there's no overlap, there's no mechanism in place for other sections to be advised so that the board would know that other sections agree that there's no overlap.
Mr. Shulak, do you have something to say?
I think that Mr. Orsinger has said it. I did want, for purposes of information, for this board to know that the Council of Chairs met a week ago yesterday here in Austin, and they were presented with this meeting's agenda. And so this item was communicated to the Council of Chairs in Austin a little over a week ago. And while not all sections were in attendance, probably two-thirds of the sections were there.
While it may be out of order, I'm going to Note Mr. Katine again. Mr. Vogel?
Well, I would admonish the board to remember that this was a front page article in the Texas law, the Texas lawyer last week. It's not a secret. It's not a surprise. And any section that comes before, any potential section that comes before this board, surely someone could complain about it. I think there's got to be a point at which if a distinguishable group of lawyers of our bar, it has over 200 members, people want to sign, and they want to create a section, we ought to let them create a section. That's the point of this exercise, that we have distinguishable groups. And it's not bad. The Dallas Bar went from nine to 25 sections because we had more refined interest groups. That's what we need to be doing here today. This is a group. They want to create their own section. Let them have their section. This is crazy. I think we're wasting time here. I'm opposed to this motion, by the way.
Let me remind the members that what we're debating right now is whether or not this should be committed back to the other section coordination committee. Nelda?
I'm opposed to committing this back to the section. I think, like the pro bono issue, we need to move on. To vote to allow the creation of this section does not mean that you're for gays, you're against gays. You're for transvestites, you're against them. It just means that folks who pay dues in this organization have a right to come before this body, and if they dot all the I's, and if they cross all the T's, and if they jump through all the hoops, and they have, that we as a body do what we're supposed to do. They followed the rules. We made rules, they followed them. Don't change the rules midstream. Let them have their section.
Motion on the floor is a motion to commit, made by John Mercy and seconded by Ed Lindsay, to commit this matter to the Section Coordination Committee. Vote yea is to commit it. To vote nay is to not commit it. I ask for a show of hands. Those voting yea. You may lower your hands. Those voting nay. The motion to commit fails. Mr. Vogel.
I move for the creation of this section.
A second by Jan Seufer, motion by Peter Vogel. Is there any discussion on this motion? I'll ask for a show of hands. Vote yea will create the section. A vote nay will not create the section. All voting yea. You may lower your hands. All voting nay. Motion passes. Section is created. Thank you, Mitch. Our next item on the agenda is a report from the Supreme Court liaison, Justice Craig Enoch. Justice Enoch still here?